Letting that mind be our mind, by entertaining the thoughts or ideas which declare or reveal that mind, is one's real self and one's world. In other words, man will appear to be what he actually is when the ideas revealing God unfold as his individual consciousness, because he is those ideas, man manifested. Quote, "As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father," close quote, Jesus said. This is the Savior, or Christ, mind unfolding as our mind, as our consciousness of divine ideas, thus saving us from the belief of a separate mind or consciousness. Mind conscious of itself through its ideas, or Son. This is the divine sonship, the Christ. It is not a personal gift to man, but is the order of being. Mind, being the mind of each individual idea, is the motivation, activity, the substance of every thought or idea of man, because mind is man's mind. Man's world, then, is mind's world of infinite ideas. Remember, every divine idea you entertain is the presence of mind, God, unfolding as your consciousness, present as your mind, and appearing as power, presence, law, achievement, intelligence, in the measure of your understanding. What we call our human world is our sense or perception or understanding of truth. It is really the one spiritual universe of ideas unfolding as our consciousness. Therefore, to argue with the events of our so-called human world, try to change them, complain about them, or, on the other hand, to make much of them, shows ignorance or superstition. Truth is the isness. It is absolute. It is law. Truth is never doing anything to anything, but is itself infinitely being. We have no more of truth or reality in our human world than we are demonstrating as our consciousness, because truth demonstrates itself. Quote, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," close quote, will announce itself as a world of joy and beauty. We are a law unto ourselves, only in the measure that we are understanding and assimilating truth. The more truth we assimilate, the more obedient we are to law, and consequently, the freer we are from chance and change, fluctuation, etc. For truth is law, and truth is eternal actuality of being. We are aware of various objects, a tree for instance, which apparently we see or feel. Since man is not a creator, nor is mortal mind, where or what is the sense or consciousness of the tree? It must be mind, God, the one infinite consciousness, the one creative principle, aware of its own infinite ideas. And that mind must be our mind, or we would not be aware of the object of sense, which ignorance, mortal mind, animal magnetism, call a tree, but which, in reality, must be an idea of soul, or we would sense nothing. In the practice of metaphysics, Mrs. Eddy says that we must, quote, exchange the objects of sense for the ideas of soul, close quote. Why? Because God, or the creative principle, is mind, and the so-called objects of sense are really ideas of soul, unfolding as our individual consciousness, and therefore our world, or we would sense nothing. Unless we understand that these objects of sense, apparently comprising our world, are unfolding to our view as our consciousness of God and His infinite ideas, we will have a sense of loss, change, fluctuation in our world, with no sense of permanence or continuity. However, identifying what we apparently see, hear, feel, with the spiritual ideas which mind is, these ideas appear tangibly, substantially, as our world. To illustrate, when any idea revealing or expressing God, God is love, for instance, unfolds as our understanding or conscious thought, it then becomes visible, substantial, and tangible as ourselves and our world. The consciousness of the idea makes it visible, reveals its presence, gives it form and activity to us, and we have a sense of love in ratio to our understanding, sustaining, guiding, protecting, maintaining, healing, supplying, or rather, wiping out every so-called need. The form, the activity of love, we cannot outline. Self-existence is an idea of God. That idea unfolding as the understanding of anyone would demonstrate immortality for that one. I and my Father are one is an idea of God. Grasping that idea, we demonstrate our oneness with the Father. God and His ideas are all that is being, the all-presence. The consciousness or realization of this fact reveals a world of beauty, achievement, dominion, freedom. For instance, the beauty of the flower or the sunset is the beauty which we create for ourselves, or which we are reflecting or being, when we are using the mind which is God, conscious only of infinite ideas, revealing or expressing His nature. It is beauty and loveliness which is appearing as objects or things, sunsets, flowers, but it is mind's awareness of its infinite ideas, their perfection and immortality, which is unfolding as our individual consciousness, and which can appear to us as beauty and loveliness far beyond our present ability to conceive. Beauty, joy, courage, loveliness, immortality, harmony, are not merely subjectively abstract to us as mind's ideas or thoughts expressing itself, but they are objectively real and concrete, visible, tangible, substantial as ourselves and our world, because they are the presence of God, present as mind disclosing itself as our consciousness and thus our world. Quote, all is infinite mind, infinitely manifesting itself. Close quote. Therefore, mind is both subject and object. However, we must regard mind or truth subjectively as ideas revealing or declaring God in order that truth or reality may demonstrate or manifest itself objectively as ourselves and our universe.